Stratosphere Radio, show number 007. That, of course, is the father of the Chapman stick there, Mr. Emmett Chapman, along with his brother Dan Chapman on harmonica. That's from an album, actually his only album that I know of, called Parallel Galaxy, an album that came out in 1985, I believe. Yeah, 1985, and digitally remastered in 99 at the Abbey Tape in Chatsworth, California, by William Cook. That was produced and engineered, actually, by Emmett Chapman at his Laurel Canyon home studio. And, it's a good album. Fantastic. I didn't know what to expect. I've only heard a smattering of Emmett's stuff. But when he sent me this, man, I was blown away by it. And I'm not just doing a little corporate kiss butt there, Emmett. It's really good stuff. I like it. A lot of good stuff on here. It's hard to pick what to play. So that's the first tune I'm going to play by Emmett, Backyard. And if you guys recognize that melody, for all you sci-fi geeks, there was a movie out. God, that's way back when. Dune. The first version of Dune, not the Sci-Fi Channel's version of Dune. Anyway, Patrick Stewart was playing a modified version of the stick. It's just a stick with a little extra attachments on it. And the music you heard him playing, quote-unquote, was actually Emmett Chapman's little improvisation there, and that song Backyard has a striking resemblance to the melodies that he used during that Balasette theme, if that's what you want to call it. Anyway, little stick trivia there from Parallel Galaxy. Once again, Backyard, Emmett Chapman with his brother Dan Chapman on the harmonica. Welcome to show number 007. Sorry it's been so long since shows. I was on a little vacation, spent some time with some family, crafted a Native American flute, done some other stuff, got a gig coming up. Thank you, Zach Winnick, by the way, over at Stick World Podcast, who plugged my gig. I was listening to the last show, whatever the last show was, 12, I think, and I was thinking to myself, man, I need to send him an email and let him know about this gig. And right when, as I was thinking about it, he plugs my gig, and I was like, dude, that's too cool. And then he exhorted me, pleaded with me to put up a show because he's very selective about the podcasts he listens to, and mine is one of those shows. Thank you, Zach. Very cool plug. I appreciate that. So let's get on with the show. Got all kinds of new cool music coming up. I got some CDs from a gentleman from Japan, a gentleman named Derek Dallinger. I love his stuff, all of his CDs. A good 99% of the music on his CDs is just him playing stick by himself, all solo stuff, fantastic stuff. This tune here is called Eagle Day, and it's from the album Maya. Derek Dallinger on Stratosphere Radio.
whisper on the wind. You say you don't, but then you look so far within. Therein it lies, in fact the truth be told. Therein it lies, deep within your soul. Within.
Irene Orleansky there from her album Live the Music, and that tune right there is called, Hey, Deep Within Your Soul. And that's a tune that was penned by Stickus Extraordinaire Don Schiff. And that tune was actually requested by Emmett Chapman. He said he really liked her arrangement of it. And Irene had sent me an email and said, make sure you play that for Emmett and tell him hello from me. So hello, Emmett, from Irene. And actually, that whole CD of Irene's is fantastic. And there's a review of it over at the Stratosphere Radio website. You find it all in the show notes. Before that tune, you heard a song by Jeff Moen, Song for Sarah. And Jeff is a fellow that contacted me via MySpace. He only lives like half hour away from me, and we're trying to get together and do a Friday night thing at a little coffee house in Lakeland, Florida called, what is the name of that place? Oh, Black and Brew. That's what it's called, the Black and Brew. So looking forward to getting that together. Before that tune, you heard an album, a song called Road to Hana by Nima and Merge. Nima Rezai on the Chapman stick there. And the tune, actually the album was called Separate Worlds. That's really cool tune. We've got a lot of Middle Eastern influences in that album. Actually, I've got three of their CDs. A lot of really good stuff. Please check them out. Got their, you know, links and everything at the Stratosphere Radio Podcast.blogspot.com. And before that, you heard Dan Panasenko on the Chapman Stick with his band Genre Peak. And that tune is called Ends of the Earth. More of a gothy tune. Reminds me a lot of Bauhaus and Depeche Mode, and I'm digging that. It's got that retro vibe going. A little different for the Chapman Stick there. Usually hear Chapman Stick in more of a progressive jazz vein. And actually, that's the first band I ever heard using Chapman Stick in that capacity. So kudos to you guys. That's very cool, fantastic stuff. Okay, and what about that new Stickistas compilation CD that's out featuring the Hispanic Chapman Stick players from around the world? This CD was put out by the Stick Center of Spain. Guillermo Cidas' wonderful organization over there. And you can pick up a copy visiting his website or also visiting the Chapman Stick website. They got a review of it there, as well as I got a review over at the Stratosphere site as well. But fantastic. It's got 20 tunes on it, plus two bonus tracks, one of them featuring Emmett Chapman along with Guillermo Cidas in a duet called Gonna Wanna Land. And I'm going to actually play that, not on this show, but in the next installment of Stratosphere Radio. What I would like to play is a tune called Crónica by Andreas Gunther. He plays the SB8. He's from Brazil. Well, thanks for tuning in. Sorry it was so long between shows. Like I said, I was busy doing all kinds of stuff and trying to check out new business ventures. Hopefully I'll be selling some of these flutes that I'm starting to make. If you want to check out the building process, it's olinflutes.tripod.com. That'll do it for the show, folks. See you next time in show 007. This has been Stratosphere Radio.